Thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week. And great to talk with an author here about it. It's rare that a tennis book gets released and I miss it. And this one skated right by me. And a pleasure to be joined this week by Ashley Brown, Assistant Professor, Alan H. Seelig Chair in the History of Sport and Society at the University of Wisconsin. And she's written a great book here on with the life and times of Althea Gibson. And we're going to talk about that and more. And Professor Brown, thanks for coming on this week.
Hey, Rick. This is a pleasure.
A pleasure to talk to you. And kind of take me a little bit behind the scenes on the decision to do all the research and compile this all together in this great book.
I very much appreciate that you've enjoyed the book. I came to Althea Gibson through golf. So I took up the game of golf in about 2008. And after a couple of years, I decided that I wanted to learn more about the history of African Americans in the game. I learned that Gibson was actually the first African-American woman to compete on the LPGA Tour. A bit about her history in tennis, that of course she was the first African-American to compete in the Grand Slam tournament and the first, of course, to win, but learning that she also had a color barrier in golf, which is of course another exclusive American sport, added a whole level of intrigue to her life and to her career that I thought I needed to pursue.
Yeah.
Again, this project.
Oh, go ahead.
Turned out to be a more than decade-long dive into her life, into the history of America and a history of sport, and it was all very well worth it.
I'm glad to hear that the book is serving herself. We'll put all the links in the show notes. The Life and Times of Althea Gibson. We're joined by Professor Ashley Brown here. And the book is, you know, there's sports is the background of the book, Ashley, but this book is about way more than just sports, and it's integration, it's perseverance, hard work, and like you said, the part of the history of black sports. You've touched on everything.
That you acknowledge the depth and richness of the book. That's what I would call a very big and a broad life. Another reason why I was attracted to her was because of the breadth and depth of her life, and I wanted to try to do my very best to do that justice. So she certainly grew up in the American South, was born in South Carolina in 27. Her family migrated to Harlem like many other African Americans before and after World War II and going on with the Great Depression and World War II. But she was also a person who loved sports and was deeply dedicated to proving herself, really to herself, that it was all the better if she could show everyone that she really was the best at everything that she tried. And this also made her unique when we think about the history of women in sports. There have been few opportunities, really, for women to excel and really to reach the very top in athletics. And so Gibson really put herself out there in a number of ways. Across sports, she played basketball, golf, of course. Later in life, she was involved in being a tennis coach. She loved public speaking and spent decades talking to audiences all across the country about a host of topics. She loved music, saxophone as a young person, and then went on in the late 1950s to record a jazz album, and she also had a brief career as an actress, part in a film called The Horse Soldiers, which was directed by the Academy Award-winning film director John Ford. It starred John Wayne and the actor William Holden. So she had quite a broad life.
Yeah, very broad, and you really went to the heart of the sources for these for this information and for these stories, unpublished articles, news media, oral histories. Who did you talk to directly about Althea that was memorable to you?
I really enjoy talking with Angela Buxton, who died just a few years ago. Buxton was Althea Gibson's doubles partner. They met in the middle 1950s, and it was actually with Buxton that she won one of her many doubles titles in tennis. So in I should say. In 1956, they were successful in doubles at the French Championship, now the French Open, and they also successfully teamed together and won the women's doubles title at Wimbledon that same year. And for your listeners, if they get their hands on a copy of the book, they'll see that we've got a picture. I've got a picture of Althea Gibson accepting the women's doubles title at Wimbledon with Buxton. Friends in the 50s, they stayed in touch, and toward the end of Gibson's life, when she was desperately in need of friendship, Angela Buxton came through for Althea Gibson big way. So that's really a memorable and important conversation that I had with Buxton, and I definitely treasure that.
Yeah, that's amazing, that firsthand account. We're with Professor Ashley Brown. She's at the University of Wisconsin, and she's written a great book, Serving Herself, The Life and Times of Althea Gibson. And women's sports, Ashley, is front and center right now. It's never been bigger and getting more attention on a national and international stage. We have an Olympics coming up this year. What is your kind of determination, or what do you see? Did she have a drive? Did she have the want to succeed in numerous fields? What made her unique and special?
Gibson's and single-mindedness her stand out. We have to have that. I want people to think about when they pick up the book that Gibson was many, many things, but I think first and foremost in her mind, she was an athlete. Set out to write this book, I wanted people to think about her in the same way that we talk about other great American and international athletes. So when we talk about, say, Robinson, when we talk about Hank Aaron, when we even think about Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, these are folks who very often are, you know, remembered. We need to remember that these were folks who wanted to win and they wanted to excel. And only traits that apply to Althea Gibson. She didn't want anyone or anything to hold her back. And this is another reason why I think the book is for folks these days who may be looking for further inspiration and further reasons to keep going. Those were definitely things that were deeply important to Althea Gibson.
Yeah, a lot of the great athletes and coaches, especially black women these days, they mention Gibson. But do you think she, I mean, this book, of course, is calling attention to her, and other things have as well, other books. Do you think she gets the attention that she rightly deserves, and did she get the attention during her time as an athlete? When she was a current athlete, did she get the attention? I know she was on the covers of many magazines and had many features done, but is she still kind of an unknown and deserving more attention, do you think?
Pleased that recognition of Gibson has been growing in the last several years, and I'm very pleased that my book can be considered among those cultural productions out there that are bringing even more and better attention to her. So we've got, obviously, again, my book, but in recent years, the United States Postal Service released a stamp bearing Gibson's image. I think that happened circa 2013. We can't forget the monument, as the artist calls it, but the monument, the statue of Gibson that's now on the grounds of the United States Tennis Center in New York. There are reportedly groups who are working on creating films and biopics. There's a documentary that came out last 10 years. So I think there were a number of years when it seemed that people knew about her or knew a significant amount about her. But now, thanks to my book, and again, thanks to other people who were deeply invested in telling her story and how her story relates to American history and sport history, more people around the world are becoming familiar with Althea Gibson.
Yeah, this is more than just black sports history, Ashley. This is American history, and I commend you for the detail. The great stories on many things that have never been written about her before, a lot of new information, and really a great read that flows effortlessly. She was ultra talented, but this book is ultra readable, and Really appreciate it. Serving herself. Ashley Brown is the author, and Ashley, we'll put all the links in the show notes, and if people have questions, we'll answer them. And really appreciate you coming on this week.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashley.